I'm going to use a metaphor here to open up this podcast episode and say that my eyes have been opening wider and wider lately. I'm really looking at capacity, capability, and potentiality. I'm so fascinated by the fact that a human being can pretty much do anything that they want to. And I'm looking at myself and my own life and just how I've gone about doing things. And I've really, just throughout all my experiences in life, I have gone from, like, you know, an expanded view to more of, like, a contracted view. You know, I was actually sitting down with a friend over the past month, and I was communicating to him that I see that there is a mural in front of me, right? And there are all these fine details, intricate details, colors and everything. And there's so much to see. And my life's experiences have really actually done the opposite of, like, I mean, my eyes have opened wider and wider, which is what I'm really grateful for. But the expanded view that I could have has become so contracted, you know? And it just, I think that because of that, I've really struggled to live more for myself and to actually do what I want to do as an individual. I've done so much for other people. I've been so overly responsible for other people. And I'm kind of just ready at this point to just throw everything away. And when I say that, I mean, I don't mean like my physical stuff, like the material stuff. I mean, like, I think I'm ready to start a new blueprint. Because I'm not happy with how the blueprint that I've been using has been working out for me. I'm really not. I'm not happy with it at all. I think that I'm not doing the best that I can for myself. And this is just me being transparent and vulnerable. I have neglected myself so many times throughout my life. I've neglected my needs. I've neglected what I want. I've neglected everything. And it sucks, especially too, when, and I'm going to make this very clear because I can imagine that a lot of other people deal with this as well. And I blame myself. I take responsibility for this. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody else. But It's a strange kind of thing when you do what you don't want to do because you feel like you have to say yes to what you don't want to do. And if you say no, that there are, like, consequences that come with it. There are, like, ultimatums and all that stuff. And it's just, it's really a lot to deal with. It is, you know. When you neglect yourself and your needs and you sabotage what it is that you actually want, you fuck yourself up more. You really do. You tend to just, like, screw up everything for yourself. And it's a really challenging thing to deal with. It really is. And I'm, you know, making myself aware now that that's what I've been doing throughout my entire life. I've been neglecting myself. I've been sabotaging myself. I've been not putting myself first. I've been not even considering myself. I've been doing things that I don't even want to do. And to make it very clear, this is not a pity party. I have no interest in making anyone feel bad for me. This is actually a chapter of empowerment. This is a chapter of, you know, Chris does for himself. You know, Chris is considered, you know, and it's just, it's a really important pivotal point for me. It's mega important. It really is. And it kind of scares me that I've spent so many years not doing what I want to do and actually doing what I don't want to do. You know, I was actually just talking to somebody the other day who's very near and dear to me, and I was telling this person that, you know, I've spent money on things that I didn't want to. I've done things that I didn't want to, and really just, I'm ready to rip up the blueprint. I really am. I'm ready to just, like, discard it, toss it, and start anew, you know, just start over, start from scratch. That's really what's important to me right now. I really want to, just, you know, I want to start over. I want to start my life over. I want to do things that are aligned with what it is that I actually want. You know, that's what's most important to me. That's really what's most important to me. And I have a lot of things on the agenda. I really do. It's exciting. It's cool. It's really fun. It really is. There's a lot on the horizon. There's a lot of potential for Chris to just be happy and to just do what he wants to do. And so, like, that's why I present this whole idea of the blueprint and just, like, you know, questioning it, you know? Oh, do we have to keep doing things that way? Well, no, we don't. Okay, so what should we do instead? I think it'd be beneficial to just, you know, try different things. Start over. Put something upside down. Burn something. You know, just like, just kind of like see where it goes and everything. Just the understanding that you don't have to continue doing things the way that you've been doing them, or you don't even have to do the things that you've been doing, you know? There have been times in my life that I've been unhappy. And I really recognize that. I see that as, you know, what it is. Why is there unhappiness? Oh, well, because I'm not doing what I actually want to do. Just really understanding that and seeing that for what it is and knowing that that's how that works. And happiness is important, of course. It really is. It really is. So this is one of those kinds of things of, you know, just a moment of stepping into the unknown and just, you know, putting myself first. I've really, really neglected myself for a long time. Really, I really have. And, you know, I just want to comment on it because I mean, I don't know how much I really believe in it, but there is a solar eclipse happening tomorrow on the 8th. And I've just been having such a weird and hard time with energy dynamics lately. There's some serious energy in the air that's really just like, I don't know, at this point it's kind of like slapping me in the face. And I'm really trying to figure out what to do with it. Yeah, it's kind of hard right now. It really is. And I think that some things are going to transform seriously in the near future. I really do. I think that things are going to change. I think that, you know, just a lot of different things are going to be different. I do. I really do. I'm very interested in living a life where I wake up on a daily basis doing exactly what it is that I want to do. And I don't buy for a single fucking second that that's out of reach for me. I really don't. I believe that, you know, it's just a matter of putting in the work, putting in myself, you know, just doing what I want to do. That's really what it's all about. And let me just make this very clear. I'll end off with this. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh yeah, to the extent that I've just really not been putting myself first and not been, like, catering to what it is that I want. I'm aware that I just really need to do for me. Really. Like, really, really, really do for me. And get as uncomfortable as possible about it. Now, I'm not going to get unhealthy about it, of course. I'm not going to get, you know, fucked up about it. But I'm just, I'm really ready to rip up the fucking blueprint. And just, like, transform how I see everything. How I do everything. How I approach everything. What I say yes to. What I say no to. I think that those two things right there, what I say yes to and what I say no to, are going to be massive, you know? I've said yes to things throughout my entire life that I never wanted to. And I'm just ready to start saying no to them now. No. That's what it's all about. Take care, everyone.